All right. Do we want to talk about Zaddy Fest? Oh, no, that's the Michael Zavala Fest I'm doing next year.
Well, first of all, we have a public health alert, gentlemen. Are we aware of this?
When?
When
did this go into effect? The public health alert.
Oh, I'm putting it in effect right now.
Okay.
It's a Clark warning system.
Yeah. So
Sound the alarm.
We should
find something here.
Yeah. Can you make a call and call?
They figured I'd make the announcement because we reached so many people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that's what I'm doing. Okay. This is a kind of a public health service.
Yeah, you know what? We reached 500,000 people last week.
Yeah.
You don't get to talk to us like this.
And also, we need to get the local health advisory out to our greatest fans in the Philippines. Make sure that they're okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just in case there's any Filipinos that are visiting Dallas.
Right.
I'd rather go over there.
I dated a Filipino one time. Maybe that's why we're so big.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Filipino in Dallas I dated.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe she went back home and told everyone about it. And that's how we got so big over there.
Yeah. It's great. So
she was the only girl I dated that I was actually taller than.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
she was still bigger than me, though, but I was taller.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen,
let me hit it again.
If you don't know, we have a health advisory in effect now, as ordained by me.
Okay.
Monkeypox has reached the DFW area, guys.
It's been here.
Yeah, I know. But now,
yeah, like 6 months.
But because you found out about it, doesn't mean
COVID's here.
It makes it actually real.
But do you want to get down to what they figured out? Like where they say it's originating from?
Where?
Or at least converging.
Tarrant County.
No, well, it should actually. If there's a place that needs monkeypox, it is Tarrant County.
Monkeys.
So there are two events. First of all, the one there's one story, and I can't find it because now they've combined them into the same story.
Okay.
But there was one gentleman that went to a hospital. I don't know what they haven't said what part of the country was.
Uh-huh.
But they asked him if he had traveled because they're like, you have monkeypox, and they're like, where have you been? And he's like, well, I just went to Dallas. And they're like, okay.
Well, the first question they asked was, are you gay?
Well, actually, when you already have it, that's beside the point.
The end of that is weird.
So.
Oh yeah.
So they asked him like, "Where have you been?" And he's like, "Well, I went to Dallas." And he's like, "Well, what'd you do when you were in Dallas?" And he's like, "Well, you know, and the one thing he said, he's like, I went to Club Dallas."
Oh God.
Okay.
Club Dallas.
Yes.
So I just looked it up. Can you tell me what Club Dallas is?
It's just a long-standing gay bathhouse.
Like how long?
Very long. Yeah.
And so
I learned about it from. My uncle, who was also gay, he's gone now.
Man, I'm queer.
So he told me about all the ins and outs of like the gay community.
Okay,
you know, so I'm very well informed about.
Which actually,
going on
I'll be real with you. That's actually great information to have.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't want to just go down there and be like, oh hey,
Clark wants to go take a bath.
No.
He's bad. He needs a bath.
Hold on. Well, I want to hear about this place.
So that's it. That's all. I've never been.
Okay.
I take that back. I have never been inside. So I was one night with some friends and we were going to go to the bar and they're like, oh, let's stop by Club Dallas. My uncle already told me about it. So I'm all like, no, I am not going in there. And they're like, well, come on, let's go. It'll be first time. And I said, no, I am not going in there. Like, I'll wait in the car for you guys. And you guys can go ahead and go, and then I'm going to be in the car waiting for y'all. And so they did. I wait in the parking lot in the car, and they did whatever they needed to do. And they came back out, and we went to the bar. And this was like in
Who's calling?
This was like in the 2000s. Like,
hi, this is Chandler. I'm calling from the Dallas Bathhouse.
No.
And Club Dallas Bathhouse.
Oh yes, I have my appointment made.
Well, we know that you have a lifetime membership here, Mr. Starr. We are actually calling because Clark made a reservation. Clark, are you there?
Really?
Yeah. We just happen to be on two-way.
Yeah.
I feel I'm very.
Are we on three-way call?
Clark, we see that you had a reservation that you made with us just about 5 minutes ago. Just want to make sure that you're planning on coming to the Dallas Bathhouse.
No, actually, I thought this was in Fort Worth. I was trying to make a reservation.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Worth
I can
branch.
Transfer you to our Fort Worth location. Hang on 1 second for me.
What is going on?
Hi, this is the Fort Worth Bathhouse. Yeah. This is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Why am I still on the phone?
I don't know anymore.
No, my, Nick, is my account associated with Clark's account? I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
I think he used your cell phone. Heavy. Sorry, I'm a little overweight.
What?
Oh, you're short. I had to run to the phone.
Yeah, you're short-staffed, right?
Yeah, I'm very short-staffed.
I understand the industry, and yeah. I get it. Yeah,
the gay bar, the gay bar industry.
Have you seen our Hulu documentary, The Beavers?
No.
Little Cubs.
No, but I need to watch that.
All right. Well, just want to make sure you're coming in over here.
So then, so they say that
are you
guy.
Coming?
No,
I'm
done with this bit.
I need to be very discreet about, you know, all that.
Oh, yeah, you made your name as Rhonda.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, goodbye. Thanks for calling Fort Worth Bat House.
This place is just a walking distance from Joey's
God.
House.
So that was, okay, so like, that was the other thing I was going to ask you. Like, how close was it? Because it's on Swiss Avenue.
I don't remember what.
It's over by Bottle Blonde. It's that end of Swiss.
See, I was going to say it would be.
Because that's.
It'd be close to Lizard.
Jordan's
right.
Dad used to have his shop right in front of the bathhouse.
This is how the time that I went with my friends.
So it's not really a bathhouse then.
No, it is.
It's a bathhouse. It's a bathhouse.
People are taking baths.
You take a bath afterwards.
Dude, you do massages there.
There's a gym.
Yeah, there's a gym. Yeah. This is how the time that I went, I wasn't using GPS to like see where I was. That's how. When I went to this, yeah, long ago, this, I went with those people. So
it's over there. Isn't that where like Club 7 is? Or was?
No, that's actually like further in Deep Ellum.
It's like, all right, the robot sculptures.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So the one right there is basically just right behind.
Oh, but it's a, there's a paint store over there too.
Yeah.
I know the paint store.
Sherman Williams.
Right down the corner.
Hey, let's huff some paint and go to the bathhouse.
Other side of Good Latimer.
Yeah, I think the least thing to do is have paint there. But yeah,
And so then our other monkeypox super spreader event was Daddy Fest.
Okay,
so there,
hold on now.
Not to be confused with Zaddy Fest.
Not
which
to
is,
be confused at all.
So and this is where
I don't. So that isn't the story. Daddy Fest was like some sort of festival that happened. I don't know, at the end of June or
it was in Rowlett.
It was in Rowlett.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. I never heard of that one, but go ahead.
So I think like they said that there were three people that came away from that one. That
is it a gay thing? Is it a gay? It
sounds Daddy
like,
Fest?
It I mean, sounds like a gay
I think it's
thing.
I think it's gay. It's definitely leather.
Okay, yeah.
But like, every picture that go. I've seen, every picture I've seen of it, there's no women there. It's not
Daddy,
like
Daddy Land Festival.
Ooh.
And it was in Dallas.
Really?
And it's dance music for daddy lovers.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's a new one. I never heard that one.
Okay.
Like I know like a Bear Weekend here in Dallas where all the bears come out. But it's also a mixture of like bears and also leather and
Right.
That was not too long ago.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. They were here in town.
Yeah, they had everything lit up pink down the street.
Yeah. So this guy went there.
Yeah. So there are three confirmed cases that of people, I guess either they're thinking they already had it when they went to Daddy Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So now or Daddy Lamb Fest. So
okay, I've seen better photos, but yeah of like
but
otter,
it's,
otter guys.
It's just kind of
yeah. I will say like at these events, I mean, people are wearing basically like nothing.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, skin to skin contact is going to happen, even if they're not like having intercourse or anything.
Sure.
Like they're going to brush up against.
Oh well, I should have brought that back to the guy that went to Club Dallas.
I know what happens there.
Yeah, so. He was like, yeah, I had sex with three people at Club Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, cool. And so now they're putting a thing out at Club Dallas. And I mean, it's, you know, Dallas is going through a big anti-sexual oriented business right now.
No, what is that? What do you mean?
Like they're trying to get all sexually oriented late night.
Oh,
so
okay.
Past 2 a.m., which is essentially they're trying to shut all it.
I did see that with the strip clubs and all that.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure this is going to get caught in the crosshairs if it becomes a health thing. But then again, we've got COVID ramping up again. So,
I mean, to be honest, I know you're not familiar with the gay community or anything like that. This is not, that's not going to stop anybody.
Oh, no. I mean, it never did. And it never will.
Yeah, it never will. I mean, I knew like in the early like 2000s, I mean, they were at the park at night. You know, I'm not going to say what park, but...
Oh, we know what
park. Oh, I know which park.
So, I mean...
Actually, I know a couple of parks.
Yeah, so they're going to... I mean, they're going to find a way. There's a will, there's a way. The gays are going to find a way to do it. So...
No, and I mean, it's... I just... The other thing is, like, I didn't realize, like, how... Because when it said gay bathhouse, I assumed Oak Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
And that's just...
It's kind of outside of Deep Ellum.
Well, it's... Yeah, I forget what they call that little good
letter. They want to call everything Deep Ellum now because that's the hot spot.
So that's your wrap up there?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that if you guys are going to frequent a gay club...
Your wrap up is to wrap
up. Okay, now you're...
Yeah, now you're switching it up.
Yeah, now this is going really in a negative way.
Yeah, this is like a... Clark. Just...
And by the way, those are not clubs.
No,
even though
true,
it has club in it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's the funny thing is like on Club Dallas website, they call it memberships.
Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious because I thought I paid a lot of money for a gym membership.
Ooh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone be aware.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
What happened to the guy?
Oh, he's dead now.
Like, where did they intervene him at? Like,
I don't know. He died. What happened
in Fort Worth?
No, dude.
He got a scratchy.
His scabs fell off and he's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
he had a slight itch for 3 days.
He's back in the
bathroom. I'm sure he's not, you know,
having a good time.
That he's probably not, you know, like anything different than his normal itches were.
That's why I'm kind of a little, why are we freaking out about this if it's just making someone uncomfortable for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And treating it like it's AIDS. That's the funny thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't mean to say funny or humorous.
But no, it's because it's the climate of the politics.
And where they're seeing it converge.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything they find.
Because I was channel surfing and I was on a national news network. This wasn't local and they weren't talking about these two instances. But the guy, like the rhetoric that the reporter, it was the health official. It was pretty much on par with the AIDS epidemic in the early 80s. Because they were saying, like, use condoms, be careful. And it's like, cool. So, and they were really, really, really focusing it on, you know, the community.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I mean, like, is nobody else having sex out there but the gay guys? I don't understand that.
See,
like,
and that's why I'm kind of like...
I know people, I mean, I've seen on the internet, like, you know, a couple looking for a third, a married couple looking for a third, like a straight married couple looking for a third. Or, you know, like, a swingers party.
Right.
Very straight, you know, thing.
Oh, dude, bisexual guys, let's just start out there.
Or like whatever.
But I think it's funny, it's like, why are we freaking out about this to the point where like, now we're directing it at a certain community.
Right.
When all we're doing is the person's going to be out of commission for 2 weeks. And with everybody working at, most people still working at home.
Because we're addicted to the sensation.
Oh, dude, Everybody
needs something to talk about, man.
Yeah.
And they can tie it to
the gays or women, they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. And that's why, like, I thought it was really just kind of humorous where it's like, dude, you could just say, like, this happened here. This is how it's transmitted. Watch out for yourself.
It can happen at any festival.
Exactly.
I mean, so it isn't really, it doesn't, because also what they're saying about the monkeypox is that it doesn't necessarily have to be skin to skin contact. It could also be like
saliva.
Through like saliva and stuff like that.
Yeah. Or wear your mask.
Or through like aerosol if you sneeze or cough.
Right.
Because it also does, it causes like a sneezing and coughing as well. The monkeypox does. So it can transmit through there too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be anywhere. It's like,
or you could just get it and collect it. Like I already had chickenpox. I'll get the monkeypox, collect the whole zoo.
Okay. Yeah,
but I think you don't want monkeypox because chickenpox has, so you know the whole thing. If you get chickenpox,
shingles.
You are,
Yeah.
And apparently shingles is terrible. Monkeypox might have something like that too.
I got you. Something that could
that's residual.
I got you.
But they don't know until
right.